The Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
Here we are back at it. Finally, Friday live from the McKibben Media Group downtown studio, sponsored by the Psych Group and Morgan Stanley. Shout out to the cannon on this finally Friday. Welcome to the almost weekend, everybody. This is so good. It's working.
It is. Don't talk about it. Don't look at it. Don't think about it.
I won't even think about it for the rest of this show.
But I filled Jaja in when I left the house this morning. When I make it back home this afternoon, God willing, Catterday will begin.
It's on.
It's not just Saturdays in my house. It's from the moment of point A, when my work week's over, and point B, when it starts again. Friday at 3 o'clock is the furthest point in my week from Monday at 3 a.m.
Right.
What Even though it's just a couple days away, it's still for a minute.
I want to know what happens on Catter Day. Do you guys do like arts and crafts? Like what happens over here? You know what I mean?
I wish.
That'd be so hilarious.
Go for walks.
Look, Mom, I'm making paper mache.
Right. Take a ride.
Right.
Maybe visit a...
Get some ice cream.
Discount mall. Ice cream. Pancakes for breakfast.
Have you ever given your cat a little bit of whipped cream or anything like that?
Maybe some ice cream.
Yeah. What does she think?
She's not. She's into the salty things, as most cats are. They don't have taste buds for sweets, I guess.
I know, like when my wife will get like a little cup of yogurt or something. Oh my gosh, watch out! They're like surrounding her. It's pretty funny.
I don't know if I've had much yogurt around Joshua. My old cats used to know what yogurt was, right. And they knew what ice cream was. And I don't think they liked it because the ice cream was sweet. It was cold and creamy. But a Frito or a Cheeto, I open up one of those bags.
Yeah.
She comes running the depths of the house where I don't know where she hides.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
So then I got to hold it, and she licks all the salt off of it.
It's funny. Those cats are hilarious, too. We give them, like, you know, our dogs a little bit of whipped cream from the Ready Whip can or whatever that means. Probably like the generic version or whatever. And the only boy cat we have, Simon, he likes hanging out with the dogs.
That's
like,
cool.
Give me some too. You know? So he gets a little bit. They eat it up. They're wild.
Yeah. Man, I had a thought and it already went away. Already went away. I can't even tell you what I was.
Catterday?
I know what it was.
Whoop, whoop.
So I don't know if we mentioned it, but NASCAR got a home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sent you that picture I saw. It was just in the day of adoptions a couple of days. This nice couple took NASCAR home.
Right.
And then yesterday, pedal crossed my mind, our pet last week.
Yeah.
So I went through the whole gallery at the Jackson County Animal Shelter website. I did not see pedal.
She gone.
So she got a home, too.
Yay.
And now this week's pet is Zero, who's an 18-pound cat. That loves to sit on your lap and just be your best friend.
And he's just a handsome fella.
Yeah, he's a white feline with really pretty green eyes, little pink nose.
Like
so cute.
Like he could be like in a movie or something. You know what I mean? You don't see cats like that every day.
So my dad's got a cat that we rescued off the streets. And we call him Big Boy because he's a big boy.
Yeah. Chonky.
And so I was telling Dad about Zero yesterday, and he said, man, he's bigger than Big Boy.
Oh, wow.
I think Big Boy only weighs 16 pounds.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, yeah, Zero's a big cat. But the Bissell clear the shelter event is going on.
Yeah.
And basically, you can adopt any forever friend, I think, except puppies, for $50. Hey, and speaking of that, I was moved to tears yesterday. I don't know how people can live with themselves. Because somebody dropped a basket of puppies beside a highway.
You son of a gun.
That got rescued, and the folks there at the shelter are taking care of it. And it was a big litter, and there was one little guy who was just... I just wanted to pick him up and hold him and tell him it was going to be all right.
Yeah.
And he was so worked up that I can see that will affect him the rest of his life. He will be one of those pets that has separation... And they
PTSD,
were only like four
too,
weeks.
And then
they weren't even old enough to be taken from their parents.
And I know you're doing like your crappy little deal and you're like leaving them to die or whatever you're doing, you piece of garbage. But, you know.
Or putting it on somebody else, hopefully, to do the right thing.
These animals, when they do get out of it, if it happens, God willing, that they get taken care of and rescued and everything, they live with that, like you said. And it's like they don't trust certain kinds of people or any people at all sometimes. And that's not fair. That's not right. Nobody did that to you. And if they did, I'm sorry. But, man, do better.
That's why you got to do better if it was done to you, I guess.
Right.
But the one little guy was off in the corner, but they had him like on pillows trying to, but he was sobbing. Right.
He was sobbing. That makes me so, if you were being irresponsible, no accountability to have in person, you suck.
Let me find out who you are.
We will find you.
I will go to prison for you.
Yeah, that's the only way I'm going. Well, there's two ways that'll make me go to prison. All right, and you're one of them. Not you, but those people.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
It was really.
I got that Frank Castle running in my blood. In my blood.
Disheartening to see that, but there's more good people I believe in the world that would.
I believe so.
Help those critters than do whatever that jerk did to him yesterday. And I hope there's cameras everywhere now, man. Just get caught.
And if you believe in
just get caught.
You believe in God, He saw you or she saw you. Whatever.
That's what I mean.
And you're gonna pay for that at some point in your life. Don't think you got away with that.
How do they?
Whether it's now or the afterlife, if you believe in that, whatever, it's going to happen, brother or sister, whatever. You're not family to me.
No. We're not of the same cloth. We are not one.
No.
Oh, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day.
And it's finally Friday. Great day to be alive in Jackson, Michigan, USA, with the Morning Gas, episode 618. Finally Friday, live from the McKibben Media Group downtown studio, sponsored by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
The lettuce situation has hit the local Taco Bells.
It's hit the fan, if you will.
Yeah. So this little stomach bug that's caused by a parasite, Cyclo going to be tearing up the toilet. But, man, we're learning things about it. It can be in water.
Oh, that's
it can be reoccurring. You can get it, and a week later get it again from the same bout that you had originally. This is serious stuff. So some participating Taco Bells have taken things off menus like lettuce, cilantro, and the one in Brooklyn I hit yesterday.
Whoever thought in the history of the world that Taco Bell would have the problem with lettuce, you know what I'm saying?
It's like that's not the beans.
That's what's blowing people's bowels up.
But also that they're the first restaurant to go, hey, yo, we've already got some cliches and some insinuations about this kind of stuff with us. We're going to get ahead of it.
Well, I'm sure that all that stuff comes to them in a bag. So it's like, who knows where it's been and how it got there and whatnot, too, you know?
I'm sure it's already shredded and they're not going to wash it.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I mean, that's what I would expect. Because I'm not saying it's
ready,
a bad thing.
No, it's ready to go, probably. That's what they pay for.
So pulled up and, the speaker's like, hey, just to let you know, before we take your order, we're not serving things with lettuce and cilantro. And I said, yeah, I heard that's fine. World was the number one anyway, beef.
Yeah.
And it was sad.
Yeah,
Because number one, the lettuce is good on a crunchy taco. Mm-hmm. And number two, by the time I got home, all the cheese had melted. So it was just this little layer of like wet meat that had soaked through the bottom of the taco.
See, I did that yesterday.
You did?
I had tacos. I didn't give them a chance to say no lettuce. I just said, hey, I don't want any lettuce.
Yeah.
Can you put extra cheese on there? So I paid a little bit more. But holy crap, to me,
I think that's wrong because...
Right, you're taking away the lettuce.
So I'm paying for the lettuce and you're not giving it to me.
Right.
That's built into the price.
Oh, I think about that
every time. Throw some tomatoes on there or something.
Right.
Or throw something on there that you're not going to charge me extra for. So I don't know if they should be serving their crunchy tacos right now because it was pretty sad without the lettuce.
Or they should just throw in the extra cheese.
Something.
To give you something to go on. Because that was amazing. I'm telling you, it was loaded. Like, they didn't skip on that meat yesterday either. Sometimes they do. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen some.
Because they can hide it with the lettuce. Well, they still skimped on the meat. I didn't get lettuce. Tried the enchilada. It was all right. I missed the black olives. Right. I had heartburn from the tomato sauce in that. But it was still it was okay.
Was that tomato sauce like you remembered?
That, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I saved the chalupas for dinner.
Mm.
And I opened them up.
With no lettuce.
And not only did they, of course, not have lettuce on them, but they were chicken.
Oh, bummer. I don't like
the receipt says beef. I paid extra for beef. The little stickers on the side of the wrapper says beef.
You shouldn't have to pay extra for beef.
So
that's a swap out with the chicken?
Yeah.
That's less than the
issue. It's chicken on the...
Because their chicken is like special and they do stuff to it.
It's gross, actually.
I don't like it either.
I do not like the chicken. I'll eat that fake meat all day with a spoon.
Right.
So I took a picture. I don't know. I may or may not show the manager. And it's not necessarily to, get something for free out of it.
Yeah.
But I did pay extra. And I saw the kid through the window throw my bag of stuff on the little stand by the cashier. Like, here.
If you don't want to,
and it was pretty quick.
Sure. If you don't want to be somewhere, don't be there. Yeah. Dude.
So.
And just, I'm, and we're not trying to get anything. We just want people to know so they'll do better. That's all anybody.
Yeah,
because
I feel
for.
That's a strong store. They've got some good help that is in there that sure. I've dealt with, and I bet the owner and the manager would be mad. But sure. I just want to just remind.
I'm mad.
Your employees, they got to pay attention there.
Get your act together. Hey, you're skating on thin ice, Buster.
That's right. Do you ever see these Kinder Joy eggs?
Oh, I love those. I actually, there was a time, like for a good 2 years, like I bought them all the time. Bought them all the time.
What'd you do with all those little toys?
Eventually, they got tossed because that's just, you know, whatever. But I had them, and they're just like, you know, it was just fun to just, I never did anything with them. That was part of it. I just put them together. It was fun. I ate the chocolate. And
wait, you got to put them together?
Sometimes you do, yeah. Sometimes there's a toy that's in there that's already ready, but sometimes there's like a little instruction sheet. Most of the time there's a little instruction sheet. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's like three parts maybe sometimes or two.
I'm sure that's a character of some kind. I don't know that is, but I grabbed one because I've never had one.
Oh, they're great.
And I like getting little treasures.
And that's what it is. To me, it's just the treasure. The candy is okay, but it's not like, there's not much candy there. I think
that's, is this the toy?
The side, I believe the toy is the one with the spoon on it.
This
I believe,
is the toy?
Because if it's,
Yeah, I hear it in there.
What are these? Is that the candy?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you dig out the little, you got to dig out with the chocolate or whatever that is.
Little spoon?
Yeah, and you with the ball.
Yeah.
And I just do, I mean, you do it your way, but I go half and half with each ball or whatever.
Look at that. Oh my gosh, this was a bad thing, I think, to try.
It's crunchy, but then it also has that chocolate and whatever.
Creamy, frosted.
Creamy. I don't even know if that's chocolate. It might be hazelnut.
Because
it's different. Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Okay.
It's a nice little treat.
But I got
it
for the toy.
It's a nice little treat. Yeah, let's see what that is. I've gotten a Christmas time. My wife will buy, because you can get them sometimes in like an 8-packs and stuff like that. And then you have like all these, and they like little ornaments. I remember one Christmas too.
Are these supposed to be earrings?
Oh, I don't know what that is. There's a little instruction sheet.
They're birds. I got two birds.
Do they?
With one Kinder Joy.
They don't click together or anything?
They want you got a QR code. That's not for me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something with this little cartoon strip.
You can play games and stuff. That's what that is. They have like a little app and everything. You just go in there and play games.
I think I got some new earrings. I think these are little new.
That's funny.
Little bird earrings. All right.
A funny.
Well, that's not what I was anticipating.
They had a Harry Potter one time. It was like a Harry Potter themed eggs or whatever. Yeah. And I got a few of them. And what's the big guy name with the beard?
Hagrid.
Yeah. I got that, and it was like a little ornament that you put on your Christmas tree or whatever.
No,
and I was up with my mom and dad's, and like I like to do weird stuff before I leave just to see if they notice later.
Sure.
I put that thing on the Christmas tree, and my mom, like a week later, is like, what is this? She had no clue. She's trying to blame my niece and nephew.
Oh. Or,
she wasn't mad, but she's like, you know.
Ghost broke in and put decorations on my tree. Well, that was
They're all fun.
I was hoping for a little, a little guy or gal, not.
Earrings.
That's funny, but now I got two birds.
That's weird. Because usually it's like a little thing you got to put together. Like a little, because they have like little cars and.
See? I want that.
Yeah.
Speaking of toys, Tickle Me Elmo is set to return to the toy store shelves for the 30th anniversary.
Oh.
Just Play announced the launch of the all new Tickle Me Elmo, Giggle Max.
Giggle Max? How could anybody handle all those laughs?
I couldn't handle just the regular giggles.
Oh, yeah. That thing was, what was that, 95, 96? Yeah, 96,
yeah.
30 years.
Yeah.
I almost, like, remember vividly everything about that. Because my mom worked at Meijer.
Oh.
And she worked at where she had access to some stuff. You know,
yeah.
You know how people do
sure.
sometimes. She's able to get, like, one for somebody that I knew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like.
That was nice, I bet.
That was crazy. Crazy times, kids. You have no clue. The ravages that happened at these stores.
Black Friday, 1996.
Yeah.
The toys sold out in stores almost immediately.
People,
there were 600,000 of them gone.
People fighting.
So Giggle Max brings back the original fun of Tickle Me Elmo, but a bigger size because, you know, it's 2026 and bigger is better,
right.
I guess. And more ways to activate his boisterous laughter. The more kids tickle him, the more he giggles.
So weird.
Tickle Me Elmo Giggle Max is available now for pre-order at all the usual outlets.
That'll sell out real quick.
It does say starting world mid-July, so I don't know if that's up your alley this Christmas. Keep an eye on it.
I love that. A lot of that's been happening lately with the toys and stuff people are releasing. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, you know, TV shows or this thing or the other thing, movies. I hate it when people recreate things, but they're not even really recreating them. They're just like doing them all over again.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Nostalgia is a big driver in 2026.
I got a couple of those big rubber wrestlers coming my way here in the next couple of months. I'm excited.
No updates on when they're getting delivered?
One's getting delivered in August.
Woo.
And one's getting delivered in October.
All right.
But I just bought it the other day.
All right, are you into spoiler alerts for Avengers Doomsday?
Oh, no.
There's some reports floating around out there.
Oh, no.
Do you want to know? I want to flip
it. Hey, it don't matter.
Flip a coin.
If that's what they're talking about, let's talk about it. I don't care. I've been dealing with spoilers with different stuff, working this shift and whatnot.
Yeah.
With wrestling and some other things. So, yeah. So I'm going to watch. I always watch it for myself anyways. I don't believe everybody.
Well, right now, two major characters, it's being rumored, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Avengers Doomsday are going to die.
Oh, no. That means they're not renewing contracts.
Any guesses on what characters aren't coming back?
I'm trying to think who's like, who do they need and who they don't need.
I mean, it's called Doomsday.
Right.
Bad stuff's probably going to happen. This is probably going to be one of those installations where it ends on a downer note for the heroes. Sure.
Well, they have another one lined up for like the next year.
So
I'm going to say one that's been hanging around for a long time, that's been since the beginning. I'm going to say Thor is one of them.
No.
I'm going to say this guy. I like Paul Rudd and whatnot. He's a great character. I'm going to say maybe Ant-Man might be the other one.
That's one of them.
Is it? Okay.
And Loki.
Oh, they've already killed Loki like three times out
there.
Oh,
okay.
I don't get it.
The upcoming season of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will include Seinfeld reunion with Jason Alexander and Wayne Knight. Brad Paisley. Were they ever in a scene together?
I can't imagine that I even remember them being in the same room together.
I don't think.
It was always Jerry.
Unless it was
Kramer.
Just a quick little apartment pop in and pop out, but they didn't
interact.
Have dialogue. Brad Paisley and Clayton Kershaw, former Dodgers star, Colin Jost and Michael Che, are going to return this month with 16 pairs of celebrities competing for $1 million for charity. And Jimmy Kimmel's going to host. Is that why he gets the Tonight Show off? The Jimmy Kimmel Show off?
Maybe that's what.
The famous duos include Ben Affleck and 31 Game Jeopardy champ Jamie Ding. A Seinfeld reunion, like we said. Larry David with his daughter Cassie.
Oh.
Jesse Eisenberg and Paul Giamatti.
That's awesome.
Michael Keaton and podcaster John Lovett.
Yo, they got some really like decent
big
celebrities.
Names.
Yeah.
And Will Forte and Taron Killam.
I don't know if I like that format though, because I've tried to watch the one, it's like Pop Culture Jeopardy or whatever with Colin Jost.
Yeah.
I don't like that format with the teams and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's more like playing trivia at a bar.
Right.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire premieres Wednesday the 22nd on ABC. Well, that's our last story of the day. There's a new cartoon coming out. America's growing obsession with gambling can now be celebrated cartoon form. Fanatics has launched an animated series called Sketchy Bets, where actual, unusual bets are turned into comedic stories told with hand-drawn sketch-style animation. It's hosted by Cam Patterson from Saturday Night Live. If you ever sweated out a bet, this is going to hit home for you. And I got to tell you, based on that movie I saw with Adam Sandler, Cut Gems, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It wasn't about winning. It was the chase of that bet.
Yeah. The high that you get and whatnot.
And I mean, there was at one point when he owns like a jeweler store.
Yeah.
A jewelry store. And deals with A-list celebrities and stuff and all their buys. And he's like leveraging their game rings, their championship rings, if I remember how it goes right. They're suspended. It's like hanging paper checks in town. He's got them in his possession for a certain amount of time that he's supposed to do something with, but he's using them to make a bet
Lord. That's
it's an
mess.
Amazing movie, man.
I can see where that animation, if they do it just right, mixed in with like the real
story.
It's probably
going to be cute, but
yeah, it'd be funny to watch.
I don't know. Gambling stories, personally, for me, are not funny.
No, it's not a game.
Patrick Dempsey is addressing speculation. The 60-year-old Grey's Anatomy actor confirmed that he's not running for Senate in Maine, so shut up.
He shouldn't.
The rumors began after the Democratic nominee there announced that he was withdrawing from the race. And I got to say, 6 months ago, people were saying, this guy's not going to hold up. Yeah. And he didn't. Anyway, I keep coming back to one question. Do I truly want to serve in Congress? I mean, he's the kind of actor, kind of guy, kind of career that... Like, look at Gopher and Sonny Bono.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these... Al Franken.
Right.
He might be all right, but yeah. Right now he says he's not doing it. LL Cool J has shared a bizarre memory involving the late Wu-Tang Clan rapper ODB during an episode of his podcast.
Wu-Tang's for the kids.
The 58-year-old recalled receiving a call from his manager who told him ODB had broken his record plaques.
Oh.
The plaques that he got as trophies for selling, you know, tremendous amounts of songs. And then he peed on him right there in the studios. I said, what did I do? I didn't even understand.
Wow.
And despite the strange encounter, LL remembered ODB finally saying, shout out. I mean, they let that guy get away with being disrespectful to him.
And a crack addict. You know what I'm saying? Sad.
Hey, speaking of, Charlie Sheen is set to pay ex-wife Brooke Mueller $500,000 in back child support. According to court documents obtained by Us Weekly, they're still a thing, I guess, Sheen, who is 60, has agreed to pay Mueller $250,000 on or before today.
Oh.
And the remaining sum shall be paid on or before September 1st. Upon Sheen's timely payment of the full $500,000, Mueller's disputed claims for child support, arrearages, and interest shall be deemed fully satisfied. Now, the deal is she requested $15 million.
Oh, Lord.
The agreement also stated that starting on July 1st, each parent will be financially responsible for the kids while in their custody. $500,000 is much different
that's
than
not enough.
$15
million. Is $500,000, is that not enough to raise a kid?
Probably in L.A. for a year. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you
that's
don't
money
have to.
I can't.
Fathom. You don't have to live where you live, or you don't have to. You know
yeah,
what
nobody
mean?
Says you have to do that. Move away. Although that costs money, too.
We celebrate those July 10th birthdays with Jack 60. And happy birthday to Karen Van Schoik and Cindy Clark. Happy birthday, David Davis and Blair Huff. What up, Blair? Jesse Kahn, happy birthday. Cindy Armstrong, Tom Hasley, and Jennifer DeLay. Happy birthday, Jordan Bach and Samantha Thompson, Dawn Shinovar, and Brianna Herwat. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Marianne Showerman and Jessica Barlow. Paige Lupo, happy birthday. Jennifer, oh, you got already got. I'm not going to say your last name. Sean Crowley, though, I'll say your last name. Happy birthday. And anybody celebrating on this July 10th, I hope it's an amazing day for you. And all your dreams come true. Celebrities and dignitaries, who's celebrating today?
I don't know. Jessica Simpson, there we go, is the name I know. She's 46. Chiwetel Ejiofor. He's got a fun name to say, if I could pronounce it correctly. 49. He was Scar in the live-action Lion King.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Carl Mordo in Doctor Strange.
Oh, I know who that is.
12 Years a Slave. He played Solomon. Adrian Grenier is 50. Wow.
Wow.
Sofia Vergara is 54. And who else we got here? A bunch of names I don't know.
Yeah.
Jake LaMotta.
No.
Boxing legend played by Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. Oh. He was middleweight champion from 49 to 51.
Okay, we lost him.
In 2017. Fred Gwynne, there we go. Lost him in 93, unfortunately. Ron Glass from Barney Miller. Lost him in 16. So your grandparents would know Ron Glass. Arthur Ashe, the first African-American inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. He passed away in 1993. He acquired AIDS through a blood transfusion.
Right. Remember that? It was all like you didn't understand how it all worked.
Yeah. And then that something like that happened, right, adding even more sadness
mystique
and confusion, yeah, and mystique to it. 1925, the Scopes monkey trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. John Scopes was eventually found guilty of teaching evolution.
Oh my gosh.
He was fined $100.
Throw the book at him.
1979, Chuck Berry was sentenced to 4 months in prison for tax evasion.
Oh.
Underpaid his 73 tax return by $200,000. Escape from New York was released on this day in 1981.
Snake Plissken.
Kurt Russell, a convict sent to Manhattan to rescue the president from the island's maximum security prison.
The goofiest part with that basketball game.
Yes. I need to watch that again. That was the first dystopian film I think I ever watched. It was 1981, so I didn't know what I was watching.
Oh, no.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderstorm dropped in Thunderdome dropped in 85. That was the one with Tina Turner.
That's an awesome one, too.
It was very good. And maybe the best one.
I think so, yeah. But that those fights in the Thunderdome, are you kidding me? That big giant guy and that little guy. It was so sad.
I run town.
And he was in charge of that big giant guy that Mad Max had to fight. And then when that guy, that big guy, spoiler alert, gets put down, like he was so.
It was he lost a pet.
I felt horrible.
Yeah, for a bad guy.
Right.
What was the name of that town? The town in, what is it, Thunderdome?
Yeah, I remember that. It's some kind of.
I'm going to be so mad because we say it in my family all the time. Burner Town.
Burner Town. Yeah.
I run to Burner Town. All right, so let's see this. Today is. I lost my sheet on that. It is Friday. We haven't even got to our Facebook question today, but what's your favorite fry and who has the best?
What's my favorite fry? Oh, Lord.
Collector Car Appreciation Day. Don't step on a bee day.
I won't.
Kitten Day. Meow.
Aww.
National Pina Colada Day and Pick Blueberry Day. Blueberries Day. It's the beginning of blueberry season.
I don't know about how those things are rolling, but I know the raspberries were messed up, so be careful what you're...
What happened with the raspberries?
It was part of the list.
Yeah,
there was a little list, a short little list.
I thought it was just like a generalized list, but I guess it's really, those are the things that are popping up when people tell, what'd you eat that gave you the poos? Raspberries.
Because I remember it specifically, because I remember you reading it and saying raspberries. And I was like, I love that.
Kebab day today, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good kebab.
Heck yeah, man.
I like when a kebab is made separately from the vegetables. Put all the meat on one kebab and all the vegetables on another kebab, and you cook them.
Yeah, because they can't be they don't get cooked the same.
No, and I understand that maybe it was supposed to
be
a different
way.
It looks cool and brings some of that flavor from those veggies to the meat, but that doesn't happen.
I don't want dry meat.
No. And there's a place in Toledo, but probably any Middle Eastern deli will do it, but they pack those chunks of white chicken meat like really close together on a kebab and then grill them.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, man.
This is a story out of South Carolina.
Oh.
If someone's working at a restaurant and found $12,000 lying around, what would you do with it?
I'd find out who it belonged to and get it back to him.
That's what Ying Young Tuick did. Cleaning up the Thai restaurant that he owns in South Carolina, and he came across a sunglass case that had $12,000 in it.
That's wild.
I have to find the rightful owner for this, he said.
Oh, good for him.
That turned out to be the previous occupant, who owned a Vietnamese restaurant in that space. After an initial phone call led him nowhere. I wish I could say this guy's name again. Ying Young Tuick was able to finally track down a previous owner and give him the money.
That's awesome. How wild is that? I bet you that guy was so like...
Where would you start, though? Like, I wish they would give us a heads up if there was a clue or why he thought to call the previous guy.
And why would you know? How would you know for sure that it actually belonged to him, too? You know
true.
What I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, well, that was my sunglass case.
I will say that the previous owner, he's got cancer and started crying.
Aww.
So I think it was obvious it was his.
It needed to happen.
It was, even if it wasn't, it needed, it was the right thing to do, said Ying Young Tuick.
Sure.
My family taught me all the time, you have to be honest.
Now I want Thai food.
And now he's got $12,000 worth of karma. I don't know if karma really works. I see a lot of stuff just
it's weird.
Get slid, just slides by.
Yeah, it's weird how it works.
All right. Scientists have developed a new process to capture carbon dioxide using waste products from cheese and tofu.
Oh.
They found that they can turn the leftover proteins into tiny porous beads that can absorb CO2 more efficiently.
That's neat.
What are they going to use this for?
Right. What's the deal? Why?
They don't say. Researchers have developed a painless mouth swab that detects oral cancer.
Oh.
And it works with 95% accuracy.
Pretty good.
If you've ever had any sort of tissue taken from you to be tested, it hurts.
Right, yeah.
Scientists have identified the world's fastest spider.
Oh, I don't like that.
After testing 258 species, the huntsman spider Of course. Luckily, it's on Australia, not here.
Of course, it's got that name.
It's a Moroccan. They thought the fastest spider was going to be the Moroccan flick-flack spider. But the huntsman topped them all. 8 miles an hour. That's faster than most humans can
jump. Oh, my
gosh.
Would they line them up in like one of those gates? Like
horses?
Right.
Hilarious. Off they go. If you ever looked at a balloon and thought, I wonder how fast I can walk with that between my knees.
What?
Then you've got something in common with at least two other people on the face of the earth. Sam Farber of Chicago hoped to waddle his way into the history books by breaking the Guinness World Record for fastest 10 meters walked while holding a balloon between the legs. Farber crossed the finish line in 3.5 seconds. How big's 10 meters?
I don't know.
It was faster than the current record holder of 3.91 seconds.
Was it faster than that spider?
No, but they would need more balloons.
Okay. Yeah.
The floors of this museum in the Netherlands will be a bit sticky for good reason. There's an art installation, and I saw this story yesterday, and I didn't click on it for details because the picture just smelled 1,000 words to me. The museum's floor has been covered in over 800 pounds of peanut butter.
I like peanut butter.
Yeah.
That sounds like a sticky situation.
The smell, though.
Yuck.
I don't like a lot of peanut butter smell.
Really?
Even leftover peanut butter on the knife in the sink is like...
And then we saw that chocolate peanut butter milk this morning.
That's not right.
someone needs to get beaten for that.
Let's see. So it's a tribute to a piece by the late Dutch artist Wim T. Schippers. Schippers had first created the peanut butter floor, dubbed Pindaxavloer. I don't know. Where are they again? In the Netherlands. It was 1969, and when he created it, and they put it on display in 1997.
Yuck.
The thing I remember is the smell, says food photographer and writer Mieke Weissman, who saw the peanut butter exhibition back in 97.
Have you ever seen old peanut butter before? It like breaks up, right? It gets oily and stuff, too.
Yeah, it's like a compound.
Right. Who's got to clean all that mess up, too? I feel bad for the night janitor.
Yeah, because, I mean, just think about that knife that you make how you can soak that thing for 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And it just gets wet and still clings to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so disgusting.
It tastes good, though.
Before or after it sits in the sink?
Well, before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A New Zealand great-grandfather has been officially recognized as the world's oldest male water skier. He's 94.
Jeez.
And 318 days, so...
Think about this guy's 95 years old. I'm 47. I wouldn't even dream of trying to do that. Now.
I don't know if I've ever water skied. I was on the back of one of those big flotation inner tube things that my uncle would drag behind the boat.
No skill.
And no, you just had to hang on.
Right.
And he, in every way, his goal was to get you spun off that.
Yeah. That's not fun.
We were in Bobby's Lake, and I was not going to try to find my way back to shore in Bobby's Lake.
That's awful. I wouldn't want to do it then.
It hurt so bad for like 3 or 4 days after. Like, but you think about the like joints and bone connectivity of a 94-year-old.
Right. Like, I feel like my knee would just break right off if I hit bad. You know, this guy's 95.
Yeah. He has no plans to stop. He started in 1955. I didn't consider it initially, but as I got older, it became a challenge, and so I enjoyed it so much, I just kept going.
Hey, you just do what you love.
You don't stop because you are too old. You get old because you stop being active, he says.
He's right.
And a British Airways flight carrying up to 336 passengers was canceled after multiple cabin crew members were allegedly too intoxicated to work.
Oh, my God.
Following a night of heavy drinking in Barbados.
Jeez.
The incident involved staff at a high-end resort the night before the flight from Bridgetown, Barbados to London. One flight attendant reportedly vomited at the bar.
Yuck.
I'm reading this story and learning about the bar tab, and I always felt pretty cocky when it came to radio people.
Yeah.
But this one puts us like, we would look like amateurs.
Those air people are like, they're another
Did you ever
story.
See Flight with Denzel Washington? It's based on a true story. It's a pretty incredible story.
People were getting drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And then there was a huge incident that he tried to get out of for a while and denied his, you know, addictions and whatever. It's a really good movie. Anyway, another collapsed and had to be carried to his room. Eurocontrol data indicates the cancellation cost British Airways over $133,000 in hotels and transport for stranded passengers.
Somebody's losing their job.
Yeah. Four employees have since been suspended.
Right. They're lucky if that's all they get.
British Airways says it's urgently investigating and expects the highest standards from staff.
Hell yeah, man. People's lives are at stake. Hey, it's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Hanging out with you live from the McKibben Media Group's downtown studio, sponsored by the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley. Yeah, man, finally Friday. Who's excited?
Oh, wait, I was getting ready for the buzz. I'm sorry. Oh. I keep focusing on that 8 o'clock hour.
That's all right.
I don't mean to do that. Okay, what were we going to do then? We're going to do
ready.
Some...
You're ready.
I'm not. Can you? I'm ready for the weekend.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, so some what the facts. Domesticated cats are never mentioned in the Bible. You know what's really weird about that? I just saw a meme. Just saw a meme before we went on the air that mentioned that unicorns are mentioned 9 times in the Bible and cats aren't mentioned at all.
That's wild. I think they were like scary to people, I guess, maybe back then?
They said they were common in the Middle East at the time. I mean, the Egyptians were building them their own little pyramids and stuff.
Right.
Some people really like the cats. And what's... Really? The unicorn is mentioned in the Bible? Is that true?
And there's never been... They've never found, like, skeleton remains or a fossil of anything, right? Of a unicorn. So I don't believe that that's a thing.
Well, I kind of wondered maybe if one time there was, a bone disformation or something in an animal... And that would probably trip some folks out.
And then one person saw it and started a wild story. And
unicorns are in the Bible.
Right.
But not the mythical horse-like creatures we picture today. The King James Version mentions unicorns 9 times. However, it's the translation of a Hebrew word, Rahem, which scholars agree actually refers to a fierce, powerful, and now extinct wild ox. Or maybe a rhinoceros.
Oh, that makes sense. With the horn and everything, I can see where you get things mixed up. And you got the horn on the head instead of the nose.
And who knows what kind of things they were back into back then, you know?
And people make stories up, too, man.
They're doing that today.
Yeah, they've been doing it since the beginning.
Plenty of time. Once we figured out how to talk. Hey, guys, listen to this. There are as many as 800 languages spoken in New York City. Oh. Nowhere in the world has more languages spoken than the neighborhood of Queens. I think that's like the more...
Well, that's where everybody came over to New York, right? Like, so that was like the entry sure. point to the United States at one point. Probably.
And for, you know, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And Queens, I think, is affordable, so that's why everybody lives there. That you produce between 1 and 2 liters of nasal mucus every day.
Ugh.
If you listen to this show, you know I do. Dang. I'm always hacking up something.
When I first get up, that's when it's super rough. You're just like, oh,
yeah,
God, I'm choking on this.
For sure. All right, other things. What the facts?
What the facts?
Strengths is the longest word in the English language that contains only one vowel.
Okay.
Strengths.
Yeah, okay.
And I just was pointed out to me that not only do we have 2 intestines, but there are 2 of every letter in the word intestine.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Real neat.
Zach Braff and Lauren Hill grew up in the same neighborhood in New Jersey. She went to his bar mitzvah, actually.
small world. Yeah.
There are 21 people who have 7 physical keys that control the main database behind the entire internet. You know, these are the things that we hear that we can't fathom. And right. So then when we do hear actual factual things, we're like, yeah, it's crap.
How'd they get that job?
They're spread around the world, and the keys are all in safe deposit boxes. One update says it's more complicated than this, but this is the simplified description of the security system. And really, what is that?
You imagine this?
21 people have 7 physical keys. And why would they need to get in there? And then why does it have to be locked up? And I guess hackers...
You can do some evil stuff, right?
Yeah, see, I have no concept of that.
How do you get that job?
I never fathom it.
How do you get that job, too, by the way? How do you get trusted?
Because do we want to know who some of these people are? I mean, look at some of these people.
They probably own an island somewhere.
That's what I'm thinking. Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin were born just a few hours apart on the same day. But Lincoln was born in Kentucky and Darwin in England. Why is that? Why do we care about that fact?
Right. Because you don't even think about people that, like, they were
existed
around
at the same time.
Rain.
That's true. There was only one U.S. Navy battleship that's not named for a state. It served in World War I. It was named after a ship from the Civil War, and it's called the USS Kearsarge. Kearsarge is what it's called. Okay. What's today, the 9th? No, today's the 10th.
The 10th.
All right. Learning stuff. We're going back to this morning.
Going back to the thing with Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln. I also learned the other day that Queen Elizabeth and Marilyn Monroe were born in the same year.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People are around. We have no clue. We just know what we know because
yeah.
what we've been told.
Right. Who is somebody from current times that people look back and go,
man, I can't believe those guys were around
the same time.
Right.
Oh, there's a list. All right. James Bond was also almost named James Secretan. How would that work?
That's not
Secretan.
That doesn't roll off the tongue.
James Secretan.
Nah. That's not slick at all.
Let's see. The longest single palindromic word in English is rotavator.
What's that?
It's a name for a rotary tiller for breaking and aerating soil.
Oh. That was a rototiller?
Saltwater taffy isn't made with any seawater.
No.
It got its name when a candy store in Atlantic City was flooded in 1883 and the owner offered saltwater taffy for sale. People liked the name, so it stuck. I was crushed when I learned that it wasn't actually saltwater.
Really?
And why would I think that it would be saltwater?
And what crushed you about it?
Because it's sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just one of those Pollyanna moments of like, what?
Gosh, I love
You're
that stuff.
You're telling me that's not how it really is? On French fry day today, too, by the way.
Ooh.
As we learn stuff.
What's your favorite French fry? That's the question today, right?
Yeah. Gosh, I like waffle fries sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but also a nice shoestring that's cooked just right.
Oh, yeah, the shoestring.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Crinkle cut sometimes, too, especially if you're going to put like toppings and stuff on them.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
Right.
So in Indiana, they got this concoction. I've seen it on TV. I've never had the pleasure of ordering it, but they're called horseshoes. And I think it started in a college town at 2:30 in the morning,
oh,
right,
sure.
at a diner. A plate of fries. It usually has some kind of nice cheese sauce on it. And then you can put any kind of top meat taco, any kind of meat. It can be a breakfast. They call it shoes.
I want that now.
Let's do. Somebody needs to do that here in town.
Yeah.
They're probably already doing it, but we don't know.
Yeah, there should be like a potato bar or something where they have all like different kinds of fries and
yeah.
potatoes and whatever, and then the different toppings, like a Subway or something. You know what I mean?
I think there's a caterer around town that's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a potato bar is one of the options you can choose for your
that's
shindig.
Right. That's right.
And it was really good, too. And I can't think of the name of
yeah.
them, and I feel really bad.
And I feel bad, too, because I had it, and it was delicious.
Oh, where was
They were at our thing, and we suck.
And I think it's Sherry.
Yeah. I think so.
And she's super sweet. And I can't even tell you now.
They're probably listening right now,
cursing
Romaine.
Us.
Please don't.
Movable feast.
That's right.
Gosh.
And it was
my brain's
it was
not
spectacular.
Working.
Like it was quality. The toppings and everything. I was like, oh my God.
The chef there is amazing.
The meat.
Because I was tasting everything and I was complimenting the textures.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him perk up, so yeah. he's got all of it on radar, man.
Hire them.
Shout out to the Movable Feast catering this morning.
Finally, Friday in downtown Jackson. It is the morning guest with J-Rod and Mickey, brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. And returning to the McKinney Media Group downtown studio, sponsored by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, is Emily from Art Main. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We missed you last month, but I'm glad you're able to make it in here.
Oh, yeah.
Today and... Everything cool? What's going on? What's new?
Oh my gosh, we have so many cool things going on at Art Main right now. We have some awesome deals, and then we have some really great stuff in the community as well. So, couple things. We're working with a charity this month called Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Oh, I've heard about mm-hmm. them. They're awesome.
They were just on JTV, mm-hmm. yeah. So, Mike just opened up a chapter in Jackson, and we are going to be collecting bedding this month. For the kids.
Yeah, I met them at American One Credit Union's deal they had like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, and I heard about them like, oh my gosh, this is the cool thing.
They're awesome. Yeah, it's super great. And
what
it's
do they
like,
do?
So they build beds for kids in need.
Oh,
need
wow.
Beds.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have an understanding of how many kids sleep on the floor in our community.
How poverty works.
People don't realize how many kids are on air mattresses, sharing beds, couches, mattresses on the floor. It's like, it's insane. And they just opened up the chapter, and it's already gotten a bunch of requests for beds in. So we're collecting bedding, new twin-sized bedding at Art Main this month. And for every bedding item you bring in, you get $100 towards a new or used vehicle purchase up to $500.
There you go.
So if you're, you know, in the market for a new car and you want to do some good, two birds with one stone. You get a new car, right, and you get to donate to a great cause and get some money off.
That's pretty cool.
It's like three birds with
good
one stone.
Work, guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Lucky to have people like that in our community. We're lucky to have you guys too. Like, you're jumping on board. That's what
we love
about
doing
you.
It.
That's what you guys are about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially things with like kids. It's and families, because you know we're a family-owned and operated business for, gosh, over 60 years, and it's just something that we're really passionate about, and it's important.
It's a huge deal, guys. Yeah. So check that out. Even if you're not looking for a vehicle, just drop something off. Be a part of it, right?
If you're at the store and there's some stuff on sale, you know, my mom was at Target yesterday, and she's like, "Oh, there's this kid sheets on sale. I'm gonna bring some by." It's just, you know.
And you lighten up this kid's world, too, that doesn't mm-hmm. have much. And then here's this, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah. Yep. So we have some big donation bins in the Chevy and Honda buildings. So we want to fill those up. We want to see them piled up with stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is there any special financing stuff going on for a limited time?
Yeah. So we actually do have a 0% APR for Silverados. Let me check mine.
It was like two or three models. I saw it.
Gosh,
I was like,
yeah.
I know what we're going to talk about.
0%, which is like, when does that ever happen? 0% APR.
For the course of the entire loan?
For 5 years.
Wow.
For 26 Silverados. Yeah. 5 years. And then 0% on Equinox and Trax.
That's the one I saw.
Equinox and Trax.
And that's just for a limited time, though. That's not like, you know.
Nope, that's a limited time.
Maybe October. I heard about that deal. That's going to be long gone by then.
Yeah, you want to get in. You want to get in the summertime. You want to get that new ride. You want some cooling seats? It's hot out. Oh, you want that sunrise?
Cooling seats.
Those are amazing, by the way.
Yeah. You don't think you need them until you have them, and you're like, I can't live without these.
I was living like an animal before I had cooling seats.
I had no clue. Summer fun, you want to play some Tri-Bond stuff? Do you guys want to do a round or two of Tri-Bond?
Of what?
Tri-Bond.
What is Tri-Bond?
We've played it before. So I'll give you three words, and you guys have to tell me how they're related to each other.
Okay.
What they have in common.
I love it. That sounds fun.
You will.
Instead of, yeah.
You will.
Until
now.
We do it.
Oh, I'm scared.
My brain sometimes, I get into my own head, and that's the problem with me.
Okay.
I get into my own head, you know.
Something like this, I would just be like, I'm on the spot. I'm on the spot.
Yeah.
Right. That's
I'm
what,
on the spot.
That's what it is.
Like, I wouldn't be able to think.
And then 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, what's that? Yeah.
All right. So these three things, what bonds them together? Castle, paper, dollar.
Oh, castle, paper, dollar.
Yeah.
Castle, paper, dollar. What brings all
castle,
those together?
Castle, paper, dollar.
This is tough. Prince. And Ed, if you think of something, jump in.
I don't know.
Poor Ed.
I'm not searching.
Like, General sales manager.
There's
Ed
one
Gray
word that or the thing.
Yeah, it's one word. Do you just want me to tell you?
Sure. Yeah.
Sand.
Sand.
Oh,
sandpaper.
Now, okay. And then you hear it, you're like,
okay, I get it.
This makes you like think.
I couldn't ever, like, since I heard castle, all I could think of was princess. And I'm like, I can't get past it.
Or a dragon.
I can't blame you for that.
I was looking for a dragon to fit in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Too,
why
I was
she
like,
have paper? The princess has
paper. Her pictures on it. Okay, your clues are honey, sun, and watermelon.
Honey.
See?
Honey, sun,
this
watermelon.
One I think is a stretch,
watermelon
actually.
Watermelon seed, sun.
Shine.
This one's a rough one. It's types of bees.
Oh, what the heck?
I never heard of a watermelon bee.
Watermelon bee?
Yeah.
Honey bee, sunbeam, watermelon seed. See what I mean?
What?
You also have to know AI wrote that one.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't matter. AI, I don't have a human brain.
What was it I looked up yesterday? I looked up something. Oh, I was at my dad's. And I looked up one thing, and it gave me, like, a total different... It was a word that had two meanings, and it rolled with the other... I wish I could tell you. It would make more sense.
That's
all right,
crazy.
Let's rewind that story.
All right.
All right. Day, stroke, and flower. What word do they share?
Day.
And it is a real word.
Stroke.
And it's not a stretch.
Flower. Day, stroke, flower. Stroke?
Flower,
stroke.
Sunflowers. No, there's sun.
Yeah, it's gonna be sun.
No, because the sun's already one of the words.
Oh,
sunshine.
No, it's not. It was day, stroke, and
flower. Oh, day. Sunday. Sunday.
So, yeah.
Sunstroke.
Sun.
Come on, we said it like that. Okay,
yeah. You're just letting us.
You're killing me, Mickey.
Just letting us flounder over here.
I'm glad somebody's having fun. Dang it.
Like to be in control.
Good time.
Ocean, battery, and electricity. What do they have in common?
Wave.
Power.
Close. They all have currents.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have got
see,
that.
We were on the right,
yeah.
Right path immediately.
Long enough,
yeah.
Fire, blue, fruit.
Fire.
Blue, fruit. Fire,
blue, fruit. Blue, flame, fruit. Fruit, fly, fruit.
Basket?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Am I close? You're hot.
Fruit, fly. I can't remember. I forget the words.
It's fire, blue, and fruit.
Fire, it's fly.
Firefly. It's fly.
It's fly.
Why were you? Why?
Because you have to come up with. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to. You're really letting me dangle here and question myself.
I don't believe that one. Lemonade, ice cream, and popsicle. That's an easy one.
Oh my gosh. Yum. Lemonade, ice cream, and popsicle?
Yeah.
Things I want to eat.
In summer. She got it. She's really good.
Wait, is that
she
really?
Don't even know. Summer
know.
Treats.
I'm a natural.
Yeah. Good job there.
Tri-Bond is always a tough
That's fine.
One.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Your brain's Tri-Bond. Thinking. And I hope somebody's out there listening right now just screaming at us.
Oh, yeah. They're screaming at the radio.
How do you not know that?
Right.
Well, have you ever met me?
No. Like I say,
I love game shows.
Your total brain just goes into I'm on the spot.
Oh, yeah. And then I forget the words that you said because I'm focusing on one word.
There's so many words.
I don't even know.
I do that, too, with lists with ADHD. Like, I'll remember the first two things you tell me, but everything after that,
oh, man.
Good luck. What else is happening at Art Main this summer?
You know, we're still working on our trade-in program, so we have some awesome acquisition managers. Their job, their specialty is buying your vehicle, trading and giving you the best value, whether you're just trading in for a new vehicle, whether you see that 0% APR, whether you're looking for to get that donation bonus, or if you just want to outright sell your car. You know, you got something else. You don't need this vehicle anymore. We will buy it from you. You can get a good trade-in value. Our guys are really, they're really great at what they do. So.
And I just want to bring back that 0% financing again because that's huge.
It's huge.
That is
huge.
I've not heard of
it. 5 years.
Shout it from the rooftops. 5 years.
And 5 years. 0%.
And he came.
26 Silverados. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Brand new truck.
And it's one of those ones, it's a trusted name. It's been around forever,
uh-huh.
Right?
You know? Yeah. Who doesn't love a good Silverado?
What a brand. A
did they have Silverados when Bob Singer was singing about trucks? Do you remember when Chevy rolled with
like
Bob
Seger? Like a rock!
Oh, you were probably 3.
I don't know.
Like a rock.
Right.
Bob Seger was the pitch man for Chevy in the late 80s for their pickup trucks.
Right. Wow, we need to bring him back.
Don't we?
What's he doing?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, he retired from live stuff. He can do that still.
Sure, he can come to Art Main.
Right, do a signing, maybe sing an old-time rock and roll
for
us.
Sure, I'm sure he's
something
available.
Better than that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not old-time rock and roll. I'm sorry if you love it, but I've heard enough about time.
There's
in my
word
life.
On the street he doesn't even like that
Oh, I
song.
Bet he don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if...
And I don't want to meet the person who does.
That oh, does like
Ed.
That.
Ed's gone.
So, well, I think it's a good song.
Right. I DJ'd weddings for like 12 years,
oh,
though.
Oh, you hate it. You hate it.
You want to know.
There's a big list with DJs and radio.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Like, oh, you know what?
Right. Yeah. What songs do you think are on that list?
Cha-Cha Slide, Cupid Shuffle.
Actually, that one's fun.
Sweet Caroline. Celebrate.
I actually don't mind any of those. It's more like the AC/DC and the Def Leppard and like...
Oh, I didn't have that at my wedding.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. Absolutely not. Actually, I think we did have Thunderstruck.
That's different because you do a drinking game. Did you walk out? Game.
It was the drinking game.
You do a
did you
game.
Walk out to that? Oh, it was the drinking game?
It was
you ever
indeed.
Played that?
No, what is it?
Like, it's fun, right?
It's fun, yep. Thunderstruck every time, because you know how many times they say thunder.
Yeah.
At the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get in a big circle and then you start drinking, and then every time they say thunder, you move to the next person and they start drinking.
And they have to drink until it says thunder again.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of.
And there's like a really long part in the song.
A big circle of drunkies out there.
I like it.
It's a good wedding game for the dance floor.
It does sound like that. Yeah. I know somebody who had a big piece of ice that was sculpted into a luge.
Oh, yeah.
And so you dumped the shot at the top of it, and it wormed its way down through the ice, then people at the bottom stood there like this with their mouth open, and it would run into their mouth.
Hello, COVID!
Wow, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Not now.
I think that was
different time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, you didn't have to touch it. I guess you'd breathe, being the same.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
your mouth and wetness and breathing. So I thought that was pretty fun. And talk about being dedicated to the sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Were they luge people?
No, they were drinking people. Oh. That's what I mean.
Either way, that works. That works.
And one day, she came to work, this gal. I'm one of my favorite people in the world, but she came to work and she's like, my brother fell off a ladder and he's in the hospital and he's got this brain thing. And
Jesus.
Like 5-6 days went by and then really the truth started to come out. He fell off doing a keg stand.
Oh my gosh.
He's okay now. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm glad he's old. I don't feel that bad for him now.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know.
It just sucks to happen, but whatever.
You're upside down.
Oh, good times.
You're skating on thin ice,
You
pal.
Made a choice.
Right. Emily from Art Main, before we wrap up our little visit with you this morning, would do we forget anything? I know we're like in this deep summer kind of stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Summer's the best because we can really get out on the lot. People can go out and walk around and it's not freezing. You don't want to just, I mean, obviously we have all our inventory online, so it's always easy to look at all of our vehicles online without going outside. But now that it's nice out, you can walk the lot. You can really get up close and personal with the vehicles and see what you like. And then if you do like something, we have a whole lot of, you know, new, used, all different makes and model used vehicles to choose from. Get that 0% APR on a brand new truck or SUV.
Don't mess around, guys.
Really, you can't.
See, I mean, talk about pre-COVID. I haven't heard about those kind of interest rates in the automobile world.
I know. We were really surprised to see it come in from.
Yeah, that's good. That take advantage of it if you can, man. That's a tremendous amount of savings.
It's not going to come often.
And even a 5-year loan, not even like 3-year, or you only get it for a portion of the loan.
Yeah,
you get it the whole time.
5 years. That's
0%.
Crazy. You got that brand new truck. You can haul. You can go camping.
Right. That's perfect for any time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free money. Essentially, it's free money.
Free money. Yeah, so you can love to think of it like that.
Somewhere else you can spend that. Emily, it was good seeing you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right. They're going to bring back Free Willy. They're going to reboot Free Willy. The Pit.
Original cast. Original cast. Sorry.
Huh. The Pit season 3 is coming up January of 27. And Noah Wiley, the show's star, revealed the exact day the season 3 will start. November 12th, 2026.
Oh.
Now, I've never watched the show, so I didn't understand this.
It's wild.
But up until now, he says, we've plotted our show almost in real time when people are watching. So we've written the shows 8 months before we air, but we've written them to take place in the time and place in which they'll be viewed. And this is the first time in the show's history that they're going to do the show now in January, but the first episode will be November.
Wow.
And I'm guessing that's a big deal because I'm reading a story about it.
My wife loves that one. And there's a reason. I mean, I've only caught a couple of episodes and I don't really understand everything that's going on because I don't watch it all the episodes. But wouldn't you watch it? You're like, oh, wow. They're doing really good.
Yeah.
Good writers.
So annoying. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. Can you imagine being invited to it and you ignored the invite?
Oh.
That's what happened to music producer Garrett Jackknife Lee and his wife Melissa Garner Lee in a piece titled, My Husband Deleted Our Invitation to Taylor Swift's Wedding. When he told me why, I lost my mind. He thought it was spam. He never clicked on it and they missed their chance to go.
Yikes. I don't think my wife would forgive me.
No. I couldn't forgive myself, but yeah.
Right.
While Garner Lee says she was most upset about missing the wedding, she writes, a missed wedding will not be what breaks us. We're stronger than that. Still, it would have been fun to see her dress in person.
Right.
So they were e-invites?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And I think that's dangerous, right?
Well, I know they were watermarked in a way and stuff. Maybe that was part of the reason to do an invite so you could track it.
Maybe it was like a save the date or something.
Okay, yeah. Lola Young, Somber, and EJ are among artists that have invited to join the Recording Academy. So now they can vote on Grammys and stuff. Yeah. And it also says that access to mentorship, professional development, and networking opportunities designed to support their creative and professional journeys will now...
Who'd you say Lola Young, Somber, and who?
Somebody named EJ in all capital letters. EJAE.
Oh, don't know.
Don't have the TikToks. Madison Square Garden, because I'm assuming if it's an artist and I haven't heard of them, it's because they're on TikTok.
Yeah. I guess I don't pay... I have the TikTok, but I don't think I pay attention a lot.
What the songs are. Yeah. Madison Square Garden's been in the news a lot. Thanks to Taylor and Travis, but yesterday it made headlines for an entirely different reason, and it's pretty strange and gross. Hackers exposed a talent database that's kept by the arena that labels celebrities and other important people based on their risk factor and whether or not they're gay.
What the heck does that have to do with anything?
A celebrity's risk factor appears to be based on public behavior, including social media posts, and often you get a bad rating because you've been critical of the arena, the teams that play there, or the guy that runs part of the show named James Dolan. He's the head of sports and entertainment at the Garden. They think this is his doing. There's even a document in the hacked materials claiming that MSG security ordered police to visit a 14-year-old kid in Colorado because he tweeted something critical about James Dolan.
He's 14, doesn't know anything. What do you care?
Exactly. Fat Joe, who's a huge Knicks fan, is labeled medium risk because of his association with Jadakiss, who called out Dolan on social media. Lily Allen and her ex, David Harbour, and Morgan Wallen are medium risk. Knicks supporters Edie Falco and Tracy Morgan and Ben Stiller are low risk. Lil Jon DaBaby and Boogie Witt the Hoodie are high risk.
And Tracy Morgan puked on the floor.
What's it take to be high risk?
Right. Hurting this guy's feelings.
He doesn't worry about the puke on the floor. He doesn't have to clean it up.
Right.
It's not clear if Taylor and Travis's wedding was affected by any of this, but five of their known guests are labeled as low risk. Ice Spice, Selena Gomez, Benson Boone, Michael Strahan, and Mariska Hargitay. I don't know.
How's Mariska Hargitay any kind of risk?
Right.
Give me a break.
Or Selena Gomez.
Right.
There's the gay thing, too. There are 93 people marked LGBTQIA, including Ricky Martin and Phoebe Bridgers. So?
You're awful.
I already knew that. Hey, Ice Spice just got a piece of jewelry from somebody. Benny, the jeweler who blings everybody out.
He's world famous.
$50,000 diamond tongue ring.
Oh.
What's the difference between a ring and a stud? I mean, I know, but...
Right.
Really? We did all that?
We did it.
I think we did it.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on TV this weekend.
Sure.
Apple TV has got a comedy series called Trying. It's in the fifth season.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Never, me neither.
Big Brother watched season 28 premiere on CBS. Peacock has the 5-star weekend. Jennifer Garner stars in a new drama series. Little House on the Prairie debuts on Netflix. Laura Ingalls Wilder's semi-autobiographical story is brought to the small screen. Moana's in movie theaters. That's a live-action adaptation. The film follows a young woman who journeys to save her island. And J-Rod's favorite person's in there. Yeah. Gail Daughtry.
He's getting booze right now.
Gail Daughtry and the celebrity sex pass. Zoe Deutsch stars in a new comedy film called Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass.
And the hilarity will probably ensue.
That's what they say.
The celebrities.
That sounds all real lame, but we got some really cool things happening around Jackson.
She's right.
What's up, Jackson, coming up?
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.